Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. As I was camping this summer, I had this thought about recycling the past. I just don't believe in leaving behind a lot of garbage. Let's not make the Indian cry, know what I mean? And it's for that reason that I don't use disposable plates, cups, or utensils. I'm definitely a utilitarian. I have to use whatever I have in the best way that I know how. This could be my outdoorsy survivor self talking, or it could be my Capricorn moon talking. Remember, the Capricorn motto is, I use, therefore I am. Being a self-proclaimed utilitarian, I also believe in recycling my past actions and reactions. Just like most people, there is a lot of garbage in my past that I don't care to admit, nor would I be proud of sharing with anyone. There's also some garbage in my past that I didn't do to me, but was done to me, that I would still not care to share, but it still remains part of my past. Even so, no matter if I did it or if it was done to me, I believe I can still recycle that garbage into something wonderful. My past is there. I cannot change it, but I can certainly take the experience and use it to do something wonderful. Folks, I know some of you grew up with some really ugly garbage or had a really bad marriage or two that did not make you feel good to remember. At the same time, I do believe that you are being called to a higher purpose because of that experience. You don't have to carry this garbage and you don't have to collect any more garbage. You know you have the ability to recycle that experience into something that is beneficial, not only to yourself, but to everyone else with whom you come in contact with. Heck, some of these stories that I've told you may not have felt good for me, but I needed to experience them in order to relate to you. Look at all the people who have developed treatment programs out of their own horrible experiences that ended up helping others. Music, art, dance, architecture, healthcare, landscaping, cooking, or whatever your creative self-expression happens to be, there is a reason for it. Your creative self-expression is a channel for you to recycle your past and turn whatever it is into something wonderful and useful for others. Everything does happen for a reason, and the reasons are not meant to serve your lowest purpose in life because that doesn't even make sense. They are meant to serve your highest purpose in life. Now, get out there, go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dinida gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.